The views expressed on the Making It Matter podcast are that of Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Making It Matter podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doc. You're listening to the Making It Matter podcast with Gunnar Esiason and Julia Ray, presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com.
Hey there, it's Gunnar Esiason, and thanks for joining Julia and I for episode 18 of the Making It Matter podcast series, Cystic Fibrosis and Long-Term Relationships.
Hi everyone, Making It Matter is a weekly podcast presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com, highlighting the challenges that people with CF face and the people who face them.
Since Julie and I both have cystic fibrosis, we're remaining compliant with the National Cystic Fibrosis Guidelines regarding patient interaction and cross-infection by recording via Skype. This podcast was made possible by Novartis, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, and the Digital Credit Union. So big thanks to them for always supporting Boomer Esiason Foundation educational programs. Today's podcast topic comes from a reader's email, or viewer's email, rather. And this is the email that I received probably about a month or so ago. Here's the question. Hey Gunnar, I like your podcast. I was hoping you and Julia could talk about CF and relationships, marriage, kids at some point, if you haven't already, since a lot of adults with CF are living longer, getting married, and having kids. So that's today's topic. We obviously touched on dating with cystic fibrosis a few podcasts ago, but we'll come back and come back to this topic today. This is going to be a little bit of an interesting one for us to talk about, since I don't think Julia or I are in a position to get married at the moment. That's me being 25, Julia being, how old are you?
24.
24, yes, Julia's 24. Always keeping you on your toes there. I don't think marriage is in the cards for either of us at the moment, but this is definitely a good, important thing to talk about because people with cystic fibrosis are living a lot longer, and they are starting to basically develop successful and functional families.
Yeah, I think it's something that I think about for sure in the future. I don't know when, but not now, but it's definitely something that I see happening for myself. And I think, yeah, because people are living longer and fuller lives with CF, it's something that we can look forward to and talk about realistically.
Well, I think more people than not definitely have the goal of starting a family at some point or another. I think that's isn't that the point of existence and human life and things like that? Yeah, is to basically
make your procreate.
is to keep your genetic pool going forward. So I do think that it is a step in the right direction towards, and you know, I don't want to say normalcy because, you know, what is normalcy? But it's a step towards a full successful life for people with cystic fibrosis. And I think that for a lot of people, because of the advances that we've made in medications and technology and the care of the disease, it is becoming a reality for a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I see a lot of, you know, Facebook friends I've become friends with online that have beautiful families and they're living with CF either as a mother or father, and they're doing it, and they're doing it pretty darn well. So I think it's comforting for all of us younger patients to see that.
It is, but it's, you know, it's important to recognize, I think, the major step forward that marriage requires. It's, you know, number one, it's a major commitment. Obviously, it's a major financial commitment. You know, obviously, starting a family, you already have cystic fibrosis. You're taking care of your own medical expenses, whatever else that goes on in your life, and then you're adding a child to the mix. So it's something to be important. It's really important to recognize what you're getting yourself into. And I, you know, who knows what getting yourself into that, what that actually entails. I'm not sure I'm not sure anyone can even imagine what being a parent is like until you actually are, in fact, a parent. I think we can sit here and speculate all we want, but in the end of the day, it's definitely a decision that I think has to be made with due diligence.
Everything in mind. Yeah. I think all the time, you know, I have a dog and he relies solely on me. So that's just a fraction of the responsibility that another human being would be. But like, I think about time management all the time with him because I'm like, oh, I can't do this until I walk my dog or feed my dog. And I think about that with CF and a child, and it is overwhelming even to think about. So I think it's important to have that in mind and finding that balance for, you know, all that entails.
You know, I totally agree. And I also think that beyond the responsibility that obviously comes with the accountability and the planning that has to go into the whole developing of a family, you know, I do think that in a lot of ways, people with cystic fibrosis, you know, growing up, they grow up with a real sense of accountability and determination and resolve almost inherently, because at such a young age, people with CF are learning how to do things that are well beyond their years. So I do think people with CF mature faster as far as emotions go and basically mental awareness of so many different things. At that point, really, it's about just taking the next step in life, I think.
Yeah. Well, and we've already learned up to this point to integrate CF care into our daily lives. That, like, it's a different chapter, but now it's just another instance where we'll integrate it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I also think as well, you know, developing a family, building a family when there's someone with CF involved, that I do think that CF in a lot of ways will become a backbone of the new family as well. You know, I look at being the person with CF and in a lot of ways the child, so to speak, mm-hmm. Of the family with CF. And in a lot of ways, my CF is really the backbone of a lot of things that go on in the Esiason household.
Right.
You know, I have to imagine that one day if I do get married or decide to have kids or whatever, whenever that may be. I do have to imagine that my CF will, in a lot of ways, remain the backbone of my future hypothetical family that I may one day have.
Yeah, I think it certainly teaches everyone, you know, patience, empathy, like all of the things that you would want to instill in a family. I think just by virtue of dealing with CF on the daily.
On the daily grind.
you learn those things much faster, and it's just a part of who you are as people when you're constantly dealing with a chronic illness. It's just the reality.
Exactly. I do think that adversity in a lot of ways does shape someone's personality, and it shapes that person's character. I can definitely say, well, I can say that from experience because my life is very adverse, and I'm sure yours is as well. So I do think that by the time that I am of the point in my life, or I'm at the point in my life where I do want to become a father or at least a husband in a marriage, I do think that I will hopefully be prepared for it. I also do think that there are many steps that I still have to, there are a bunch of, basically, let's put it this way. There are a bunch of hoops and boundaries that I have to get myself through before I know that I'm capable of taking the next step. But I mean, am I personally ready to like take that next step right now? No, I am not. I can tell you that for sure. I am a very mature person and handle myself in a very mature, responsible way. I do find that I do have a lot of immaturities about me when it comes to social gatherings and things like that. In some ways, I still feel like I'm living in
college.
Yes, exactly, in college. Thank you.
I mean, you are 25. So
exactly.
That's okay.
Exactly. So it's a funny question to ask a 25-year-old what he thinks, because obviously I'm not there yet. But right. I do think it is an important thing to think about or talk about.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm certainly not there at 24. A full year behind you. but I know that it's something that I would want for myself. So there are days when I'll, you know, not days, but like I'll think about it.
Saturday.
Julia
wakes up on Saturday. You know what? I want to get married soon. That's what Julia thinks about.
Yeah.
That was a nice Saturday.
Last Tuesday, actually. But I think there are times when it crosses my mind as something that is in my future and, you know, what that'll look like, and of course it'll look different, but I think it looks different for every couple. So it's important to realize that it's not out of the realm of possibility, and it's just another obstacle that we will all take on and figure it out, you know, as you go.
Exactly. And then aside from all of that, whether you know, whether someone wants it or not, or someone's planning on having a family someday or whatever, there's also a medical side to this whole thing. As we all know, cystic fibrosis does impact the reproductive system. So for men, there's definitely, you know, there's fertility options that we have to go through that and people with cystic fibrosis, especially men, have to go through. And then on the other side, for women carrying a child, that's also, you know, a major stress in the body. So that's right. Also something that has to be discussed as with anything else in a CF life, has to be discussed with a care team.
Yeah, making sure you're taking every precaution necessary and just staying vigilant with your care is of the utmost importance.
Exactly. Now, beyond that, as far as this question goes, do I think that people with CF should have families and should have kids and should live, quote unquote, the American dream? Yes, I 100% do. I think that everyone deserves that opportunity, and that's something that living in the United States where it is afforded to all of us. We're all afforded that opportunity to create our own families and figure out how to get success in a number of different ways.
Yeah, I think it's something that should absolutely be in the possibilities for someone with CF.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I would say that, is it possible? Yes. Is it becoming more and more likely? Yes, it obviously is with the advent of these new technologies, these new treatments. But it, you know, there's, you have to ask yourself, you know, when you look at your future with CF and you look at, now we're going to get deep here, but when you look at the future of someone with a chronic illness, like, there are question marks ahead. There are a lot of question marks ahead for people with CF. We have to recognize that. So when you're going to be making a decision that's going to impact the future of more than one person here, how can you tackle that question?
Right. Yeah, I think it's important to have that thought, but I also think like there's question marks for everyone.
Yeah, no, I don't think it should serve as a deterrence in any way.
Right. Yeah.
I do think though that it is something that needs to be considered because it is such a major decision that's going to be impacting so much.
Everything needs to be taken into account.
Yes, exactly. I mean. Yeah. Let's put it this way. Nothing in this life is guaranteed for anyone out there.
Yeah.
You know, and nothing in this life is certain. Anything can be taken away in a matter of moments. So I do think that
people... Perhaps, it's like family planning on a different level. It's what other people would take into account, but then you have to layer on what you have to take into account.
Yes.
Exactly. I think it's probably what... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so no, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. I do think that having chronic illness and having such deep, difficult layers of uncertainty are definitely things that have to be considered or even brought up. I mean, like, we're bringing this up right now. The idea right now with this podcast and this conversation right here is to bring up the idea of, you know, the uncertainty in the future of someone with CF. Unfortunately, you know, realistically speaking, I know for a fact that my future is not 100% certain, as you know, and we come to grips with ever, you know, how our own strategies we all have to, you know, to deal with that on a daily basis, and it's something that I've gotten over long ago, but it's also something that I do recognize is going to be there for the foreseeable future.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely something that needs to be in your mind for that decision, but definitely doesn't need to prevent you from moving forward.
Exactly. I mean, I recognize that I'm not going to wake up tomorrow morning and then all of a sudden be free of cystic fibrosis. That's not going to happen. We're not living in a fairy tale here. this is very much real life. So I do think that it is important to recognize the issues that can arise.
And yeah, for sure.
It's also important to talk to people about these issues, whether it's your friends, family, or whoever, before you even get to the point where you're creating some sort of long-term relationship, because as we've said before, relationships are often built on trust, and what better way to build trust than start talking about your own morality with cystic fibrosis with someone that you hold near and dear to your heart?
Yes. Yeah, I think staying open about it is obviously something that is crucial in a long-term relationship, and this is an aspect that someone with that hasn't dealt with CF would be would not be privy to living, you know, figuring that piece of this puzzle out. So it's important to lay that foundation down pretty early on.
Oh, exactly. And I also think beyond that, even, you know, you gotta pick and choose your battles, right? You're not gonna go on a first date and be like, guess what I'm dealing with, you know? That's just not the way it's gonna work.
No. That's what I do. I have a binder I hand out.
You have a binder?
No.
It's like cystic fibrosis for dummies. It's like a 300-page book that you just hand out.
Yeah. Just lay it all out on the table. Literally and figuratively.
It's like when someone Google searches CF, it's like they just totally terrify themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yes, you should lay down the foundation early on, perhaps not very early on.
Yeah, I mean, this goes back to what we talked about in our last podcast, the dating podcast. When do you tell somebody that you have CF? I'm a proponent of getting it out on the table early, whether that's first date or not, but I'm not the kind of person to get it, you know, to lay it out there and be like, these are the real intricacies of the disease that you need to be aware of. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are some things that are better left unsaid and learned in the flesh.
See, and they don't tell you all of their things, you know? Like, no one's gonna lead with, like,
no one leads with their dirty logic, let's put it that way.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
It's a better way of putting it than things.
And so you don't need to either.
Yes. Now, sort of circling back from the just meeting to phase to the now we're in a relationship and we've been dating for, I don't know, a few years now. And the significant other has seen, you know, quite a few issues and is now privy to them. You have to make a decision, I think. Is this person... I don't want to say, is this person the right person for
you?
Exactly. You know, are there situations where this person can handle emergency situations? Are there situations where this person is capable of handling the mental anguish that goes along with the CF support system?
Because
obviously, it's a stressful thing for people to live with the disease. It's just as stressful in so many ways for the person to be a part of that of the patient's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not. Yeah. You know, it's not like it's easy to, you know, have a brother or sister with CF or have a son or daughter with CF or a best friend with CF. Those are all difficult things for people to do. And the people who stick around and someone, for example, people who stick around in my life, they know the hell that I go through from time to time. And they're still there on the other end of the tunnel when I go through it.
Yeah.
And those are really important parts of the support system. And I do think that. For someone who's going to be in it for the long run, that person has to be willing and able and capable of dealing with those moments.
Yeah, for sure. That you have to want them on your team. You're like, you're recruiting your new team. Oh my God.
Okay, so now we're going to go back to the job interview and analogy that I used in the previous podcast about dating. When you go through the job interview, it's like you want to find someone that's capable of helping you succeed and become a better company.
Yeah.
It's just the same way when you're dating somebody. You want to have someone by your side that makes you a better person, right?
Well,
you want to have
someone that gives you... Don't buy a lemon. I had to.
You want to have someone that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I think...
Happy and can be that... Like first responder, you know, like.
Oh yeah, I mean, I know my mom can be a first responder, but yeah, that's my mom. That's her inherent responsibility as a mother.
Right.
And my dad can, and my sister can, and some of my best friends can. You know, I it's all about finding the person that can also respond in such a way that makes you comfortable as the patient. But I mean, it's a two-way street, right? Like, you can't like have. Not everyone can worry about you as a CF patient. You also have to deal with everyone else's stuff too, right?
Right. So
it has to work. It has to work both ways, and it has to work in such a way that, you know, marriage works and having kids works. It's all part of a circle of life.
Yes.
If you've watched The Lion King. Have you watched The Lion King, Julia?
Quite a few times,
So you're familiar with the circle of life.
Very much so.
Good.
This close to breaking out into song, no.
Why do you indulge our listeners?
No.
No, you're not going to. Not to. Okay. Julia will sing on one podcast before the end of the year. I can promise you this.
Okay.
We'll save it for the Christmas episode. You can sing can sing a carol. There you go.
Okay. There we go.
I will not sing. I sound like a dying animal.
That's true. This is not a duet.
This is not a duet. But anyways, okay, so let's wrap this up here. I do think, to recap, I do think that getting married, having kids is all part of someone with CF's future, and it's becoming more and more possible, especially for our younger generation of parents, of patients. You know, the kids with CF who are...
on or can be already.
And... Yeah, I mean, and the kids who are just growing up with CF at this point. I always, whenever I talk to their parents, I do say, you know, I can tell you that your son or daughter is going to be living a full life. At this point, being diagnosed with CF at such a young age, while it is a difficult, tough, hard road, it is something that will be overcome in their lifetime. So I do think, and it will be overcome in our lifetime too. I do firmly believe that. But I do think that the kids with CF now are going to have more opportunity than you and I have ever, you know, were ever able to have. And that's just the, it's not like I hold a grudge or something there, but that's just the.
It's life.
Exactly. It's general, like, that's the general pattern of life and the way technology and stuff like that advances, you know?
Yeah. So, for sure.
I am endorsing the thought of people with CF getting married, having kids, developing families. Do I find myself getting married the next year? No, I do not. You heard it here first. I do not think that's going to happen soon, for me at least. But it is on the horizon.
Yes.
And as Julia famously once said, she knows it's out there, but she can't quite see it just quite yet.
Yeah. Yep. It's in the horizon, just not visible. You know, like England from the Atlantic Ocean.
You're like Sarah Palin. You can see Russia from your house.
Yeah. all right.
On that note.
That's all.
On that note. Okay, so a little more serious here. Today's Making It Matter is Lauren Gould. She unfortunately just passed away from complications of CF at 32 about a week ago now. She obviously left a major impact on the people in her life. She was in the North Rockland cheerleading coach. And she had over 2,000 people show up at her 2-day wake, and then over 1,000 people show up at her funeral. So she will be dearly missed. And I actually knew Lauren. She definitely left an impact on people that were in her life, and we will miss her.
Yeah, you sent me a video that she made for CF Awareness, and it was incredible. Clearly, she led a full life in spite of CF. So
she 100% did. If we could all live like her, there would be greatness in the world for sure. So that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to episode 18 of the Making It Matter podcast series. Remember, you can always follow along with our weekly podcast via my YouTube channel on GunnarAsiasen.com or JuliaRay.com. And now you can subscribe to us on iTunes, so make sure you do that. Give us a good review. And if you want to see us podcast about something specific, you can always send us an email at gunnersblog@asiasen.org. Send us a message on Facebook, or send it Julia an email to
@JuliaRay@JuliaRay.com.
Or follow our Instagram page, which still is trying to get followers in the worst way. That Instagram page is handle is what?
At @MakingItMatter_CF.
Yes. Julia does a fantastic job of running that. Unfortunately, it feels like she's screaming at an empty room because there's no one listening on the other end. So definitely give our Instagram page a follow. And that's all the info I have for you today. This is Gunnar Esiason for Julia Ray signing off. You're not going to say goodbye, are you?
No.
Goodbye, everyone.